In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes. How Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. There was this great theologian, and they asked him, what is your favorite saying from Scripture or something like Scripture? And he said, my favorite is, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. So you are being loved today. We need the love of Jesus. We need that he would love us, that we would experience his love, that we would know his love. Oh, yes, when I say know, I'm not talking about knowledge in the head. I'm talking about knowledge. Adam knew Eve, and 9 months they had a baby. I'm looking at Matthew 23, verse 37, and then we're going to go on to the destruction of the temple. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood. Jesus wants to gather you under his arms today. And you would not come. As a result of them not coming to Jesus, what does he say? See, your house, the temple, is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Chapter 24 of Matthew. Jesus came out of the temple and was going away. His disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple. Then he asked them, you see all these, do you not? Truly I tell you, not a stone will be left upon another stone. Oh yes, he's talking about the destruction of the temple in the year 70. And why will the temple be destroyed? Because they failed to realize their visitation in Jesus Christ. God's visitation in Jesus Christ. All will be thrown down. When it was sitting on the Mount of Olives, and when you sit on the Mount of Olives, you're looking into the holy city, you could see the temple, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and at the end of the age? And Jesus answered them, said, beware that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah. They will lead many astray. You know, they'll come with miracles too. Miracles by the devil. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. I think we've had more earthquakes during these last 10 years than we've ever had. But these are just the birth pangs. They're not the birth. They're the birth pangs. Then they will hand you over to be tortured. Oh, yes. The Lord promises persecution and will put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations because of my name. That's true. His name is Jesus. You can talk about anything you want about God, about religion, about spirituality, but you mention Jesus and people think you're crazy. they think you're crazy. And he's the only one that sets us free. He's the only one that we go through him to the Father. He's the only one who is perfect. Then many will fall away, and they will betray one another and hate one another. Why will they fall away? Because under the great persecution, they say they don't want to be persecuted. We pray for the people in the world that are persecuted right now. We think of the people in Nigeria. Priests have been killed by Muslims. We think of the priests that have been in China and put in jail for years and years and years, and they have not relented. They have continued to give their lives to Jesus. Many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. Has your love grown cold? When I read that, I ask Jesus to put flame in my heart for him, that I would not grow cold. Sometimes I think I've grown cold. I don't want to be cold because of lawlessness. What is lawlessness? Oh, we see that lawlessness has to do with men marrying men, women marrying women, children being killed in the womb. Lawlessness. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Oh yes, there's a perseverance. We must persevere till the end to be saved. It's not just being baptized. It's not just being Jesus is my Lord and Savior. But we must endure to the end in order to be saved. And the good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world. Oh, how the world needs the good news of Jesus Christ in his kingdom as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. Oh, yes, the end will come. And they're going to come at a time we least expect. So when you see the desolating sacrilege standing in the holy place, is that the mosque standing in the holy place? It could be. As was spoken by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one who is on the housetop must not go down to take what is in the house. The one in the field must not turn back to get his coat. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that your flight be not in winter, nor on the Sabbath. I tell you, Jesus is warning his people. This is Matthew 24, the apocalyptic readings of Matthew 24. We also find them in Mark 13. For at that time there will be great suffering, such as not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, for your sake and mine, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and produce great signs and omens to lead people astray. Oh, yes. When the Antichrist comes, he's going to come with power. If he could put sickness on your body, he can take it off you. Oh, yes. If possible, even the elect might be go astray. Take note that I have told you, therefore, so that they say to you, look, he is in the wilderness, do not go out there. If they say, look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. I tell you, Jesus is coming back. And who preaches that? Who preaches that in the church, that Jesus is coming back? We say it every day. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. But who preaches the coming again of Jesus? Who preaches the time of persecution? Who preaches the time when many will fall away because of the persecution? Who preaches it? Who preaches it? It's almost like, you know, Jesus is going to come back, and it's, you know, we don't really believe it. We have a special season to preach that. That's Advent. The first 2 weeks of Advent preaches the coming of Jesus at the end of time. I wonder how many preachers use it. Immediately after the suffering of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Well, I remember the Lord telling me, the world is about to be shaken. And when it's shaken, keep your eyes upon me. I tell you, there is a time that we're all coming into when the world will be shaken. I think it will be because of a shortage of the worth of money. I think it will be because people have put their greatest hopes in gold, money, silver, their greatest hopes. My hope is in Jesus Christ. I want to persevere till the end. I want to be one of those people that wait for Jesus to come, but not only wait, but work, telling people about the blood of the Lamb, telling people about Jesus Christ, telling people about his death and resurrection for them. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. What is the sign of the Son of Man? Many think it's the cross. So then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven, and with power and great glory. Why will they mourn? Because we put Jesus to death. How? By our sins. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see all these things happening, you know that he is near, even at the gates. All what things? The things that I've just told you about. The desolating sacrifice. And I believe it's the mosque on the Temple Mount. The persecution of people. The killing of people. The elect not giving up, but persevering in their faith. When you see all these things happen, he is at the gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. What generation? The generation that sees the desolating sacrifice, the generation that sees the persecution like it's never been happened in the world for the name of Jesus. But what about the day and hour? No one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Only the Father knows the day. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. What was happening in the days of Noah before the flood came? They were marrying and giving in marriage. They were gambling. They were buying things to eat. Things were as usual. But then all of a sudden the rains came, and they were caught short. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. The flood came. Why did the flood come? The flood came because God saw that the earth had become so darkened with the sin of the world. And so will be the coming of the Son of Man. It will happen when people are marrying and giving in marriage, buying and selling, eating and drinking. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know of what day your Lord is coming. Yes, your Lord, he's coming. He comes now by grace. Oh, yes, he comes by grace. Maybe you have never given your life to Jesus, and you're afraid. You don't have to be afraid. He wants to welcome you. He wants to welcome you into his family. He wants you to know how much he loves you, how much he cares for you. I tell you, we need to hear about the love of Jesus over and over again, because without that love, we cannot have salvation. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would have had his house been broken, would not have had his house been broken. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour, when everything seems to be right, when the world seems to be at peace. The Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Who then is the faithful and wise servant or slave whom his master has put in charge of his household to give the other slaves their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom the master will find at work when he arrives. Truly, I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that wicked slave says to himself, my master is delayed, and he begins to beat his fellow slaves and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour when he does not know. He will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I tell you, he wants us busy with his work and busy being prayerful. Prayerful and leading people to Jesus. That's what it's all about. Praying with people who are having a hard time. Praying with people that they would know that Jesus is with them in the midst of their hard time, and that he's going to bring them through it. How do I know that? Because he promises to bring us through our hard times, and we've got to believe that. If we don't believe that, you know, I don't know who we are. You might be having the hardest time of your life today. Jesus will bring you through that. Why? Because he loves you, because he cares for you, because he died for you. Chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this: 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, just like now, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is here. Come out and meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the master, the bridegroom, came, and those who were ready went to meet him into the wedding. What does this all mean? What does this all mean? I tell you, the bridegroom is Jesus, and he's coming for a bride. What does the oil represent? The Holy Spirit. That we be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we be baptized with the Holy Spirit, that we would know the power of the Holy Spirit. But you know what? We can give that to other people. We can pray with them that they would receive this great baptism of the Spirit. Oh, it is not a sacrament, but it is something that causes people to do the work of God, the work of the ministry. And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Keep awake, because Jesus is coming back again. Keep awake. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you have handed over me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid. That's the first problem. Fear. Don't be afraid. God loves you. Jesus gave his life for you. I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But the master replied, you wicked and lazy slave, you knew, didn't you, that I reap what did I not sow, where I did gather what I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one over there with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they think they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him in her outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh yes, Jesus is coming, and he's expecting us to be at work, and be at prayer, be at people who evangelize people, who bring people to the cross. Many people talk to me about their children. My prayer is, Lord, bring them to the cross of Calvary where they will be forgiven. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit at Holy Rosary between the 8th of July to the 14th of July. 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. That's right, 8th to the 14th. It's called the School of the Holy Spirit, really to teach people how to minister, to teach people what to do. And I need to hear from people so we can pay our bills. We have to pay May's bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.